CBS News. I'm Hartley Carnes. The Federal Reserve Chairman this hour has talked to reporters about the economy and says the Fed is standing pat for now because the economy is showing some life on its own.
The prices of oil and other commodities have come down from their peaks, easing strains on household budgets and contributing to a somewhat faster pace of consumer spending in recent months.
Interest rates are unchanged. No big new investments into treasuries or pumping money into banks at the moment. The Fed's reinvestment program, nicknamed TWIST, will continue. Reaction to the Fed's lack of action today from senior financial analyst at Bankrate.com, Greg McBride.
We have seen a better tone of economic data the past few weeks, and that was certainly echoed by the Federal Reserve today. They noted that economic growth had strengthened somewhat, thanks mostly to faster pace of consumer spending.
On Wall Street, the Dow's up almost 100 points, and NASDAQ has gained 25. There's a bipartisan plan in the Senate to keep the Postal Service going, encourage staff cuts, and provide funding for the next 2 years. Israel approves new homes in the West Bank, which draws a rebuke from the White House.
White House spokesman Jay Carney says the U.S. government is very disappointed that Israel announced it's building 2,000 apartments for Jewish residents on land captured by Israel in 1967.
Any action that either side takes that makes it harder for the two parties to come together in direct negotiations is something that we oppose.
This disagreement comes at a time when Israeli newspapers say the government there is trying to persuade the U.S. to be much tougher on Iran and its secret nuclear program, maybe even to prepare an attack on Iran. Dan Reeves, CBS News, Washington.
Syria's president has made an agreement with the Arab League to end the violence against peaceful protesters. Reaction at the U.S. State Department, spokeswoman Victoria Nuland.
There is a risk here that they are trying to string out diplomacy, that they are trying to offer their own people half steps or quarter measures rather than taking the real steps.
Actress Lindsay Lohan is going back to jail for breaking her probation. It's 30 days, and then as probation continues, the judge says she'd better keep her nose clean or else.
You're to serve 30 days in the county jail now. You are to surrender within 1 week. I understand that you have some work lined up. You are to surrender by November 9th in person to the CRDF, that's the women's jail, and begin serving your 30 days.
Judge Stephanie Sautner said she was going to send her to the Homeless Women's Center. The community service, but the center of the shelter there said no, said she's a bad example for homeless women. Lady Gaga is launching a new foundation. The Born This Way Foundation will support, with support from Harvard and the MacArthur Foundation, will help young people focus on self-confidence, well-being, anti-bullying, mentoring, and career developments. This is CBS News.
Micro talk to the real Ford service advisor about a big event.
Fiona, if I didn't know better, I'd say you're having some sort of, sales event?
Yes, we are. Big tire and brake sales.
What are the important aspects of the sale?
Right now, we have special rebates offers from this one.
Stop by a Ford dealer now to buy four select tires and get a $100 rebate. Plus, get a $40 rebate on Motorcraft and Fleet Brake Service.
So you have a lot of tires and involved brakes, too.
Correct.
Which is why it's called Big Tire and Brake Sales Event.
It is.
Stop by a participating Ford dealer to see up exclusions and rebate details to 11/30/11.
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. The rate today on an 8-year fixed Yorgage is an amazing 3.5%, APR 3.69%. Call today at 800-970-2611.
Call us for cost information. Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
A satirical newspaper in France takes on Mohammed and has been firebombed.
The satirical weekly Charlie Hebdo had renamed itself Sharia Hebdo in its latest issue, which it claimed was guest-edited by the Prophet Muhammad. A front-page cartoon had a smiling, bearded man in a turban saying, 100 lashes if you don't die laughing. Late last night, the magazine's offices were firebombed and all its computers and files damaged or destroyed. No one claimed responsibility. The editor says Charlie Hebdo will keep publishing. Vicky Barker, CBS News.
Back in the summer, an eagle that was hit by a car in Oregon was revived by a veterinarian using mouth-to-beak resuscitation, made headline. Today there's a report the eagle, named Patriot, has been nursed back to health. He won't ever fly again because of the injuries to his wings, but he will live, and he'll have a home at the Blue Mountain Wildlife Center in Pendleton, Oregon. Hartley Carnes, CBS News.
Mike Rowe went to a real Ford dealership service department to talk to a real Ford service advisor about a big event.
Fiona, if I didn't know better, I'd say you're having some sort of, what, sales event?
Yes, sir. Big tire and brake sales.
That means that you've got lots of different tires?
Yes, we do.
How do I know as a consumer that Ford has the kind of tire that I need for my particular vehicle?
Well, we carry 11 major brands, so chances are what you're looking for, we have it.
What are the important aspects of the sale?
Right now, we have special rebates offers for this helpful.
You're selling brakes as well?
Yes, sir.
Why should somebody bring their car here to get brakes?
When you bring your vehicle to a Ford dealership, you know that your vehicle is being worked on by technicians who work on Ford all day long.
And when you stop by now, you can buy Ford Select tires and get a $100 rebate. Plus a $40 rebate on Motor Craft Complete Brake Service. That's expert service and money back in your pocket.
So you have a lot of tires, and it's a big event.
It's a huge event.
And it involves brakes, too.
Yes, sir.
Which is why it's called a big tire brake sales event.
It is.
We participate in Ford Dealer and visit FordOwner.com for vehicle exclusions and rebate details through 11/30/11.
Hey, happy noonage. And I got some places for you to go for lunch. I got some things to tell you about because you're going to enjoy them, I can tell you that.
And now, here's Bill Benica.
I have to get my family to do that. I got pain. Hey, this is Wednesday, and it's going to be a pretty nice day again. And then eventually we're going to start to cool off, and it's going to get really cold and not fun. They hear, in the meantime, let me tell you what they found. They discovered. Okay, you ready for this now? Did you watch Ice Age, the Meltdown, or Ice Age, the non-meltdown? But anyway, Ice Age. All right, Ice Age. So, you know the little squirrely-looking thing, and it's always going for the nut? All right. They found a fossil of something that looks a lot like that. It's a saber-toothed squirrel, and they found it in South America, and it lived 94 million years ago. Anyway, so I think that's kind of, I got a picture of it right here. It looks exactly like looking at the Ice Age thing, and there's no acorn in its mouth. So next, I'm going to be truly convinced that this is what's going on if they find a fossil of a woolly mammoth with Ray Romano's voice.
This is Talk is Cheap. With Bill Benica. The Friends and Neighbors Network.
California is number one at a lot of things. Surfing, wine. We're the state with the most millionaires, the most nonconformists, the most millionaire nonconformists. That's why Farmers, the number one insurance group in California, is proud to have been born right here. Our 4,200 agents statewide have the experience to help you tailor a plan for the unexpected.
You can't go wrong with a guy named Wright, so give Farmers agent Mike Wright a call at 541-3942.
Number one ranking based on market share of property and casualty insurers in California.
Looking for a great holiday gift idea that won't break the bank? Remember this name.
Slow Roasted Coffee.
That's right.
Slow Roasted Coffee.
They're your local neighbors, and their coffee is always a crowd pleaser. Now's the time of year to enjoy Slow Roasted Coffee's special holiday blends. Candy cane, pumpkin pie, winter wonderland, and a favorite, cinnamon gingerbread. Folks love their coffee, and if you're wondering what to give your coworker or need to pick up a host gift before you go to that holiday party, it's Slow Roasted Coffee to the rescue. Got someone out of town? Send them a gift from the happiest place on earth. Shop online at slowroasted.com. They'll ship it for you. Locally, you'll find Slow Roasted Coffee at grocery stores throughout the county. This holiday season, don't just drink coffee, enjoy it. Drink Slow Roasted Coffee. So good.
Santa Barbara County, too, by the way. Can we review just a part of this ad that I think Amy did a very nice job on? But there's one part that I kind of get a kick out of.
Looking for a great holiday gift idea that won't break the bank? Remember this name.
What?
Slow Roasted Coffee.
It sounds like she got inside the roaster when she did that part of it, which is, I think, very clever. And I'm complimenting Amy for that. Slow roll cup of Joe. All right, let's do our history thing according to the Tribune and what went on. Our highlight history on November 2nd, 1861, during the Civil War, President Abraham Lincoln reviled Major General John C. Fremont. Why did I say reviled? Relieved Major General John C. Fremont of his command of the Army's Department of the West based in St. Louis following Fremont's unauthorized efforts to emancipate slaves in Missouri.
Doing it on his own, you know.
On this date in 1783, General George Washington issued his farewell orders to the armies of the United States near Princeton, New Jersey. In 1889, North Dakota and South Dakota became the 39th and 40th states. In 1948, President Harry Truman surprised the experts by winning a narrow upset over Republican challenger Thomas E. Dewey. 1961, humorist and cartoonist James Thurber died in New York at the age of 66. 1 year ago, Republicans won control of the House of Representatives, picking up 63 seats in midterm elections, while Democrats retained a majority in the Senate. Republican governors outnumbered Democrats after gaining six states. Our birthday today, actress Ann Rutherford of Gone with the Wind fame is 94. Singer-songwriter Katie Lang is 50. Actor David Schwimmer is 45. And rapper Nelly is 37 today. We'll say happy birthday to them and happy birthday to you if it is your birthday today.
Happy birthday to you.
It is lunchtime. Smokin' Moe's Barbecue is the barbecue you're going to love every time you put it in your mouth. Filthy Phil's ribs, sweet Carolina pork ribs, barbecue rib combo, barbecued half chicken, barbecue sampler, and Moe's Chipotle lime tacos are just a few of the things that are just absolutely wonderful at Moe's Smokehouse Barbecue. Plus, of course, they have all the other great things, like they got burgers, they got cheeseburgers, they got Moe burgers, Carolina burgers, barbecue chicken breast and Carolina chicken, California chicken and garden burgers, not to mention shredded pork, shredded chicken, shredded beef, tri-tip sandwiches, and they also have, of course, salads, too. They have a barbecue chopped chicken salad, Caesar salad, tri-tip salad, Calypso salad, Moe's Cobb salad, and green salad, so you can eat one of each of those. And then, don't forget the homemade sides. They have Moe's homemade sides, homemade potato chips, killer garlic fries, sweet potato fries, seasoned fries, beer battered onion rings, fried green tomatoes, Grandpa Tom's barbecue beans, pantry coleslaw, potato salad, three corn muffins with honey butter, garlic bread, and they also have a children's menu, and they also have dessert, too. So you cannot go wrong when you go to Moe's. Go to Moe's on the corner of Osos and Monterey, go to Moe's on Pomeroy and Pismo Beach, and you'll be asking for Moe barbecue. Moe barbecue please. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do our news update, and that's from calcoastnews.com. But the first thing we're going to do though is, I think I need to do this first, get this thing straightened out. I got screwed up, and then tell you this. This is important. The court agrees to sell the Dodgers owners in Major League Baseball last bankruptcy court for approval of the team. And Major League Baseball hopes to have the new opener in place by its 2012 season opener. They meant to say the new owner. And they have to have the new owner in place, but they said opener, which is okay because the Tribune made a funny mistake there too. But anyway, that's the whole deal right there. So now we have to see. I don't know who's going to put $1 billion together, but that remains to be seen. But anyhow, that's good news right there. He bought the Dodgers and the stadium, by the way, for $421 million in 2004. It's now worth $1 billion. Not a bad investment. You know, that's why those 1% keep getting 1%-ish. That's my opinion of that. All right, now let's get to it and do it.
CalCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
Calcos News that never sleeps, because the Tribune had to go to press before they found this out. And that is, the San Luis Obispo City Council approved with conditions the proposed 1.5-acre downtown development project called Garden Street Terraces on Garden Street. Despite overwhelming public comment against the proposal submitted by Westpac Investments in 2006, the proposed project contains residential and commercial development, both right in one place. And that's the new, that's kind of new thing they're doing, which I think is kind of cool, to tell you the truth. And they're doing it at other locations also. And then, having no idea it would take this long if I clicked on continue reading, but it did. All right, so this is submitted by Westpac in 2000, Pro Project Finance, I told you, as well as a hotel, all within the borders of Garden and Broad Streets and Marsh Street and Garden Alley. The council voted 4-1 in favor of the project, conditioned upon Westpac. Three requests, here they are: placement of public art on the corner of Broad and Marsh Streets, directional signs for garage parking, and minimize disruption to local businesses during construction. Okay. If Westpac complies with the three conditions, directional signs, the public art, and minimize disruption. Okay, that's 3 years. If Westpac complies with the three conditions, the project will need no further approval from the council. Councilmember Kathy Smith cast the only vote against the Garden Street Terrace, is saying, I really don't like the project. I see it kind of as a risky venture, and I don't feel that the uses are compatible with the surrounding businesses. Let's see, if you want a block away on Garden Street, there's a bed and breakfast. It's not a hotel, but it's a bed and breakfast. It is a block away, not even a whole block, not even a half a block, not a half a block, we'll call it half a block. Anyway, and then there's residential, but you know, we got that. Okay. Total of 32 members of the audience made public comment about the Garden Street terraces, most of whom expressed complaint about the architecture design of the project. Thanos was run, Jim Dunn, like many of us said, did not oppose the project entirely, but said it was in desperate need of redesign. The design could probably be done by a senior in high school with a ruler. I'd like to see a hotel downtown, but not the expense of two black boxes. That's you have to remember, we have diverse architecture in San Luis Obispo. We have nothing that makes any particular sense, but it doesn't have to at all. This is an architectural town, as you know. So anyway, that's what's going on with that. All right, so that's been approved. I guess it's going to be stay black, is that right? And how you're gonna how do you decide if you're halfway through the project and then somebody across the street says, Linnaeus or somebody says, well, wait a minute, excuse me, I think you're disrupting me. Do they stop building it? How are you going to build an entire block of stuff without disrupting somebody? I was just asking. Now here's good and happy news in one of the happiest spots in the nation right there, because it's north of San Luis Obispo at Paso Robles. There was unbridled joy Wednesday as Paso Robles' suddenly most popular service station, iStop Food and Convenience at 7th and Spring Streets, as news of a $78 million lottery winner spread through the quiet downtown neighborhood. Although the big winner is not yet known, employee Mary Booker, who sold the lucky ticket, said she is excited for the store's owners, Paul and Sarah Atwall. I can't tell you how happy I am for Paul and Sarah, she said. I'd be happier if I got a chunk of the $390,000 that they're going to get. She didn't say that. I said that for her. I've had this job for 10 years, and this is my first winter too. She said it couldn't have happened to nicer people. The Atwills are so hardworking. I'm very pleased. Booker said she sold the winning ticket at 2 p.m. on November 1st. This is a particularly busy hour in the store, and there are numerous lottery ticket sales around the time. So she's I hope it makes this person's life better. It's nice she says that too. I mean, well, how much is it? $78 million. Because we read about these stories where this lottery has just ruined people's lives. You know, they get all screwed up and broke. Set a few million aside. Well, the government gets half of that right there, right? So that's 39. The government gets 39 million, so they get 39 million. 39 million is still a lot of money, though, in my book. I wouldn't mind that. Okay, so that's kind of fun. I'm glad that happened for some. Now here's news sort of redo here, as best I can tell, and that's SunPower agrees to operations to close their operations after 50 years, which I've already said is a no-brainer for SunPower. They settled a dispute with a group of litigants battling against the San Luis County solar project by agreeing to close the plant down after 50 years of operation. Didn't they have a deal where it was going to be 35 years? What is it, 50 now? The 250-megawatt proposal of California Valley Solar Ranch will be decommissioned and the area restored to its natural state as part of a lawsuit settlement, SunPower said today in a statement. The litigants, North County Watch and Carrizo Commons, had argued that the facility would have negative impacts on the area's aesthetics, air quality, biological resources, noise, traffic, greenhouse gas emissions, and agricultural resources. Are there agricultural resources out there where they're going to put this? I don't think so. But okay. There's cacti. Cacti. I don't think they're being farmed in any particular way. The litigants, I just saw that. In September, the Energy Department finalized a $1.25 billion loan guarantee to the SunPower Corp. to help finance construction of the California Valley Solar Ranch. Shortly after the loan guarantee closed on September 30th, SunPower sold the project to NRG Energy, Inc. Now, that's kind of a little flip-flop there, you know, they got a flip and the flop. It's like a housing market back in the old days. Anyway, so I'd agree to that, too. Because probably most of the people that probably filed suit are not even going to be alive in 50 years. So I don't know what's going to happen, though. All right. That's what happened with that. We're going to have solar power from the Carrizo Plains. It's going to change our lives, I hope. A little bit. And then the Pismo Beach Council votes against the dune rule. So this is the Pismo Beach Council rejected a proposed fugitive dust rule for the Ocean Dunes Vehicular Recreation Area because it determined in a study that the rule is bogus or flawed anyway. On Tuesday, the council voted 4-0 to send a letter to the San Luis Obispo County Air Pollution Control District Board, the APCD, asking members to address flaws in the study before adopting rules based on it. The APCD created a study that shows a link between off-road vehicle use on the dunes and unhealthy air pollution levels downwind from the dunes to the Pomo Mesa. APCD Administrator Larry Allen argued the purpose of the study was to protect public health and not to keep vehicles off the dunes. You can't have one without the other. If the APCD board approves the rule, the district would have had the ability to fine the state up to $1,000 a day when air testing downwind from the vehicle recreation area does not meet the APCD's air quality standards. And we had Karen Vili tell us once again, APCD is supported entirely by the fines that it levies. There's a good program. So I'm not saying that's like, you know, the police having a quota, Ohio Patrol, nothing like that exactly. Sort of. All right, other things that are going on in our world. An opinion to the CalCoastNews.com, where you can go to any time of the day, day or night, and get all the news with it and find out what's going on. And in the upper right-hand corner, you can click on Talk to Sheep, and you can hear KYNS live wherever you may be now. We have a – there's another interesting article today in the paper, too. This is interesting. Here's an editorial piece, an opinion piece. And there's an opinion piece in today's Tribune, which we'll get to, I guess, probably right after this. And so it makes sense about these very same things. That we need a common sense guest worker program. This is an opinion by John Salisbury. Reported to our citizens' white grape picking crew after a call to arms for local unemployed citizens to pick grapes that started in our monthly column in the Abbott Community News and our blog Intervines. We were picked up by CalCoast News, Lewis Purdue's International New Fetch Wine blog. You shouldn't get it. You want to know what it is. Right, we had over 80 inquiries for the jobs. We had 40 come in and fill out a 5-page application, which we picked 22 to come in for an interview, with 4 of those not showing up. So we took the 18 remaining and started picking on a Wednesday. That day cost us over $500 a ton, which is 3 times the normal. The next day it picked up a little. We were coming worried because we were getting behind as the Pinot Noir was quickly getting ripe, so we bought one of our veteran documented crews on the third day. They, 75% women, lapped the citizen crew. The fourth day was Saturday, and 4 of the citizen crew didn't call or show up. So that left us with 8, one of whom could only work 2 weeks, resulting in the magnificent 7 out of 80 and quite a diverse group of whiz. So, but he's basically saying is we need a worker program. And so it seems to make sense. And then, we'll close CalCoast News with that. And so don't forget to go to CalCoastNews.com.
CalCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
KYNS, all right, your news station. So here's what was written today in the paper, and I thought this was very interesting. A lady wrote this. Her name is Susan Strait. She has a novel called High Wire Moon, explores the lives of mother and daughter separated by a mother's deportation. Her most recent book is The One Candle Light a Room. She wrote this for the Los Angeles Times. And so this, her article, For the Sake of the Children, gets into this scenario because her mother was a foster mother. So she gets into this scenario about what happens when all of a sudden the INS comes and they take your mother away. And you were born in this country, so you're not going anywhere. So now you get put in a foster home because you're an American. You're put in a foster home, and you're raised in the foster home. Meanwhile, you watched your mom go away. And then what does that do to you? You know, what does that do to this person? So she says it really doesn't do any good, you know, as you can imagine. It's really pretty bad. So somehow, some way, somebody has to come up with something that people can all agree on and say, okay, this makes sense. You know, I mean, we had in the Reagan administration, they had a kind of an amnesty program. In the Clinton administration, they had an amnesty program. Amnesty for anybody in the Bush administration. But anyway, but so then the idea is, you know, what can we do? Because we can yell about it. We can all, you know, I get lots of emails and stuff and people saying, well, you know, this is what it costs us, and this is what it costs us, and this is what it costs us, and this is what it costs us. Okay. So now what? So, you know, the answers are one of two extremes that I hear. Either everybody gets to stay, you know, or everybody gets to leave. And somewhere there's no reality in that, because once again, you have to remember that, and this Dream Act thing was the fact that the kids that were born and raised here, you know, and went through high school here, you now have a chance to have a college education, which hopefully will pay back, it's, you know, in people working for the state, working in the state of California. It's the idea. It makes sense. It may still be angersome to people to say, you know, that just doesn't seem right. It doesn't seem quite right, I admit, but it seems more right than if you did something else. That's all I can say. That, to me, it seems more right. But anyhow, that's what she had to say about that. And as we've often talked, and John Salisbury says in this thing, and ask any farmer in the Salinas Valley, you know what I mean? If you had, if you didn't have probably illegals working for you, could you possibly run a business? And I think they will probably tell you no. So that's that. All right, now let's do this, because this was a kind of interesting story here that was on CNN. And you know who we're going to hear from? Susan Boyle has a new album out. And she's boiling away, that lady. And now she's making fortunes and whatnot. I think that whole thing's quite bad for myself. Anyway, but here's one of those dicey stories. I'm ready.
In a Nightline interview, she talked about a time.
That's rewinding. So this has to do with Condoleezza Rice. Okay, can you go now?
After September 11th.
Wait, let's try. Wait.
They were poisoned. And they were going to die. She were poisoned, and they were going to die. Welcome back. Former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice revealing a scary story from inside the White House. Details that very rarely ever leave its walls. In a Nightline interview, she talked about a time right after September 11th when the president and most of his circle thought they were poisoned, and they were going to die. She was with the president when Vice President Cheney bluntly delivered the news.
We were in Shanghai, actually, when the vice president came on the screen and said that the White House detectives had detected botulinum toxin, and we were all, those of us who were exposed, were going to die.
He said that?
Yes, he said that. And I remember everybody just sort of freezing, and the president saying, what was that? What was that, Dick?
Including the president?
Including the president.
Rice said tests took 24 hours to come back negative, so they didn't know for a full day whether the president was going to drop dead.
Well, you know, in all fairness, and as much as you might like the president and all that stuff, but you'd have to say to yourself, I hope I'm not going to drop dead first, right? Don't you think? Secret Service people somehow get around that clause in their brain that says, I need to survive first. How they do it, I don't know. But we certainly didn't expect it if Condoleezza Rice. Okay. Let me do this. Before we get to a thing, a break, let me do this, because I want you to get some chow. Here it's almost 12:30, and here's what's going on. You go to your Spencer's Fresh Market, your local Spencer's Fresh Market, and say, I'm going to go to the deli and get myself a big, yummy sandwich. And they have all kinds of wonderful sandwiches, and they got fresh chicken salad for $4.99 a pound. They've got bacon cheese potato salad for $3.99 a pound. And then they got some Jennie-O oven-roasted turkey breast. They got your boar's head stuff. And then you can have them make you a big old sandwich, and you'll be happy with that. And they got hot foods already made for you. I mean, it's just happening right there at Spencer's Fresh Market. Plus, now these you have to take them home and cook them yourself, because they won't. You know, they have this though for you to buy. Fresh chicken breasts, they're 99 cents a pound though if you buy them yourself and take them home and do them. And then, once again, as a way to dress up your plate, they have fresh asparagus thingies, and they're $1.99 a pound. And then Crystal Milk is 2 for $5.98, which I think is good. Then Choice Angus Top Sirloin Steaks, take these home and cook them up, barbecue them, give them a go, $3.99 a pound. And Fresh Atlantic Salmon Filets, not farm, Fresh Atlantic Salmon Filets, $5.99 a pound. They're grilled also, as you well know. And Langer's has a dollar coupon off of some stuff. And what else we got up here? Pepsi's got some coupons off. Disneyland annual passport, become an annual passport holder, some special deal on that. And there's all kinds of special deals. Here's another special deal here. Coca-Cola, the special, buy this, buy that. All right, so they got all kinds of things. And then this is just fun right here. I just always thought they were fun when I was a kid. Nestle's drumstick dessert novelties. You know, the drumsticks, sometimes they have the chocolate dipped, and sometimes they got the almond clusters and whatnot. $3.49 for a box of those jobs for four of them. So I would get some of those just because I think we should. And they got all the other great boar's head meats and cheeses, and they've got all kinds of other wonderful things going on. They got large raw easy peel shrimp for $7.99 a pound. They have bone and country style pork ribs for $1.99 a pound. So they've just got everything you need. Swordfish steaks, $9.99 a pound. Get what you need at Spencer's. Spencer's, where freshness is local and where you get local products like slow roasted cup of joe. And don't forget, they have the Christmas flavors out now, so they make great gifts. But more importantly, you can drink it yourself and be very happy. Spencer's will make you happy. In five convenient locations. I just added two locations. John didn't know that. Five. And Atascadero, Morro Bay, Santa Maria, Rio Grande, and San Luis Obispo. You can like it at Spencer's. All right, what's next? Oh, this.
Oh, come on. We just had this pipe fixed.
Well, if we had just...
I know. If we had just called Ben Franklin Plumbing like you suggested, we wouldn't need another repair.
I don't want to say I told you so, but it's no secret that Ben Franklin Plumbing is the only plumber to call. From remodels to new construction, Ben Franklin Plumbing does the job right the first time. Plus, their 7-day, 24-hour service means every emergency is taken care of quickly and correctly.
Fine. Let's call Ben Franklin Plumbing.
You'll like this part. Ben Franklin Plumbing is offering $50 off all new business. And when Ben Franklin Plumbing schedules an appointment, they're on time. Or they pay $5 a minute for every minute they're late.
Are you telling me that a plumber will pay me when they're not on time?
That's right. But don't spend that money so fast. Ben Franklin Plumbing is committed to on-time quality service.
So, what's Ben Franklin Plumbing's number?
866-5639.
Time now for your community calendar. CASA volunteers are needed now through December 28th. You can attend an information session about becoming an advocate for an abused or neglected child. Bilingual and male volunteers are encouraged to attend. Call 541-6542. Templeton High School's Safe and Sober Fundraiser Car Show will be happening on Sunday, November 13th. From 11 to 3. For more information, call 835-5003. Come on out for the Teen's Closet, a free school supply and clothing store for teenage students in need. Celebrate the grand opening and ribbon cutting ceremony at the Teen's Closet at 1212 Farrell Avenue in Arroyo Grande on Saturday, November 12th at 1 o'clock. For more information, call 709-8673. And if you have something happening in your zip code, we want to hear about it. Calendar at RadioCentralCoast.com.
Pregnant pause, so you can think about what you'd want for lunch there. Our music today is by Susan Boyle, has a new CD called Someone to Watch Over Me. And that's not the song.
He sits there in his chair, but these are
How does a little shoe store like Mike's and the Slow Promenade seem so big? They start by taking assortment to a new level. Not just any assortment, but the brands people really want and the styles people really love. Mike, Annie, Shu Shun, and their entire crew at Mike's really know their stuff, and they're happy to make it work for you. The right people, in the right place, all the time. You'll like Mike's and find what you're looking for in men's and women's shoes. Every time you hear this ad, you're just one pair away from the perfect number of shoes. Mike's Shoes at Southside Promenade.
Mike's Shoes at Southside Promenade, where you get your shoes and your boots and your everything. Now, I'm checking with them right there trying to find out, is if we're going to have a shoe sale. I think we're going to have a trunk show, and I think it's going to be boots. I'm checking on that. That's what we're going to find out. Okay, let's see what else is going on. See what else has happened in our world today. Oh, there was other things that were happening. Big thing. There was a picture of a paper the other day. Did you see this? There were two humpback whales that broke the surface together, you know, kind of partway up there. And it was up in Monterey, and the guy was taking pictures for the Monterey Visitors and Travel Bureau. Are you ready for this? And these two humpback whales surfaced right next to a kayaker. Probably the poor guy had to take a shower and all over. Anyway. And it was a beautiful picture. A couple of gulls in the picture, wasn't it? That was really good. You don't get that every day, is what I'm telling you. It just doesn't happen all the time. It doesn't come your way every single day. All right, let's see what else is going on here. Well, this is a sad note. Blue Note Guitars shutters after 26 years. Even after seeing sales double in 2006, the current economy has been no friend. After 26 years in business, guitar store Blue Note Guitars in San Luis is closing. Kevin McNeil and Cheryl Lynn have owned the business since 2005 and was purchased from Pete Warren and previously known as Blue Note Music. Closure is partly a retirement decision for 58-year-old McNeil, he said, and partly financial. The economy has just been no friend, he said. So there's a bummer. Oh, here was the typo. It says right here, it says MB Design Firm wins three awards. Oh, I see. Morro Bay Design Firm wins three awards. But the name of the design firm in Morro Bay is HB. Not MB, it's HB Design of Morro Bay. I got it. Okay, they were right. American Graphic Design Awards Contest in a national competition. HB Design has won awards in three categories: logos, trademarks, and symbols, letterhead and stationery, and announcements, invitation, and cards. You can't hardly beat that. All right. Yes, I've won some awards. Yes, I have. In case you're wondering, but I don't care. Dr. Jonathan Stella of San Luis Obispo recently received a 3-year appointment as cancer liaison physician for the cancer program at Sierra Vista Regional Medical Center. Stella is among a nationwide network of more than 1,600 volunteer physicians who are responsible in the programs for spearheading initiatives in the American College of Surgeons Commission on Cancer. Which, by the way, did you see this today? You know, leave us alone. We're just trying to have a nice time here. We live in wine country. Now you tell us this? Where is the thing right here? I'll find it for you. What are you kidding me? Even light drinking increases cancer risk. How come when it says you light drink, it's good for your heart and your blood and everything else? Now it says it increases your, especially breast cancer. Some women who drink to their health may want to reconsider. A new study shows that women who routinely have even small amounts of alcohol, as few as 3 drinks a week, have an elevated risk of breast cancer. The rising cancer risks associated with 3 to 6 drinks a week, though, was modest, and for many women it may not be enough to outweigh the health-hardy benefits of drinking in moderation. Research, which looked at the habits of more than 100,000 women over 30 years, adds to a long line of studies linking alcohol consumption of any kind, whether beer, wine, or spirits, to an increased risk of breast cancer. But until now, the bulk of research focused on higher intake levels of alcohol. The latest study is among the first to access the effects of relatively small amounts. So you mean to tell me that they could actually find, let me give you this thing again. Where does that mean? That 100,000 women over 30 years, and you can, this is interesting, and I'm going to tell you, I think it's interesting. You know, like, I think people that drink wine, generally the people that I've ever known that drink wine, they usually have wine almost nightly. You know, they drink it with their dinner or whatever. And that's just their lifestyle. And so to find a group of people that you can do a study with that just drink wine 3 times a week, maybe there are that. Maybe Monday, Wednesday, and Friday are the perfect 3 days to have wine. I have no idea. We have a lot of wine to drink up out here. I know that because we've been growing it and growing and growing and still. Right. That's the deal right there. Then the other bad news health-wise is they had the story at the end of the day yesterday. Painkiller deaths triple in a decade. Prescription medications led to the deaths of almost 15,000 people in 2008, according to reports. Nearly 5% of Americans 12 and older abused the drugs in the past year. In the past year, do you hear me? 5 out of 100 people. 5 out of 100 people abused anything. Now, I don't care what it is. I guarantee you that 5 out of 100 people have abused something. Themselves, if nothing else. So, that's not a surprise right there. I don't take pink. I don't know why. I just don't. And I had a picture of this airplane, this 767 belly landing right here. Boy, that pilot did a job on that thing. I mean, the people really thought, I thought, some said I thought it was the enemy, and then other people thought it was pretty good. You know? So I was like, okay. One would not have expected that great a result. That's kind of like the miracle on the Hudson. No, one would not, the thing stayed straight in there, straight on the line. It sparked, of course, because you got metal on tarmac. But it was really a remarkable landing with no wheels. Yeah. So we got the light drinking now is a bummer, which is really a bummer right there. All right. Here's the other big story today, and that's Greece's tragedy. Greece's salvation could turn into a tragedy. Markets plunge after Prime Minister's vote proposal threatens fragile plan to cure Europeans' debit crisis. It took only a few words from Greece's Prime Minister to upend Europe's efforts to convince the world that its grand plan to save the euro would mark a turning point in the continent's debt crisis and keep it from hurting the global economy. The chaos generated by George Pandero's mere proposal to put Greece's participation in the deal to a referendum exposed the fragility of the European plan and the lack of confidence it enjoys in world markets. So, European markets went down, everything. Anyway, actually, the Dow went up by the time the day was over. Actually, they went up in October. Let's see. Went down yesterday, I can tell you that. Okay. Went down yesterday in flames, as you might say. Now, let me see what else I got here, because I got something that I think you'd like. Okay. That's what I want to do. All right. I have another story for you I want to share. I hear you can't mess around with these supermarkets. You know what I mean? I know of a, I'm not going to say what market it was, but I knew of a young lady, and she was a checker, or a bagger or something anyway. So anyway, she decided she was going to go take her 15-minute break in her car. So she took a magazine from the magazine rack out to the car with her, and then she came back in and she put it back in the magazine rack, and she was promptly fired because she walked out of the store with something she hadn't paid for. So now this story became a brouhaha, and it's interesting the end result.
In their apartment, we met Nicole Leshinsky and her husband and daughter at their attorney's office, where we talked about the aftermath of the incident.
Trying to get accustomed to the attention is taking a little time. I feel like my story is out there, but there's still some more to say.
Last week, the Safeway store on Beretania Street had the couple arrested for not paying for 2 sandwiches they ate while shopping. Nicole says she forgot, but calls it an honest mistake. Still, the store refused to let her pay after she paid for her groceries and stepped out the door.
It was a complete accident that turned out to have really difficult consequences.
They were handcuffed and booked by police, and child welfare took their daughter and kept her overnight.
It's kind of harsh to go to jail and have your daughter removed from your care for, something like this.
After we broke their story, it went national on TV, in print, and on the internet. Everyone is calling them. A Google search shows over 1 million hits.
Seems like a lot of people are angry about it. As are we, so it seems like such an outrageous story.
In a statement, Safeway told us it's committed to serving families, but it appears it may not have handled this matter in the best possible way. Late this afternoon, a Safeway executive on the mainland called Nicole, apologized, and told her Safeway will drop the shoplifting charges. The Leshinsky say they feel vindicated and relieved.
It's really unfortunate that it all happened, and I don't blame any one person.
Nicole says she doubts all Safeways would have reacted the way the Beretania store did, but right now they won't shop in any Safeway, and that boycott may last for life.
That's why Safeway in the end said, don't worry about the sandwich. Don't worry about the sandwich. Mike's got an update for us. We got a traffic report. Mike is on the phone with a traffic report, Mikey.
Yeah, Billy Boy. We got a accident on the
101 North, just before the crest of grade, a gold car smacked into the center divider, and patrol and department are there, but the vehicle hasn't been removed yet. And there's a backup about a mile and a half south to them. So if you don't have to leave to go north on 1 for a little while, I would wait.
So are you stuck in the middle of it?
No, no, I'm heading south, so...
Lucky you, dude.
I was on the side of the looky-loos.
Did you buy the winning lottery ticket, by the way?
No, I didn't get the lottery. I know somebody that won that big lottery that was in Morro Bay, though.
Oh, you knew him?
Her, yeah.
Her, it, whatever it was. Oh,
yeah,
I
knew one of the couple, yeah.
Well, how cool is that? Anyway, well, make friends with this other person because they have a lot of money. They have a lot of money right now.
Good.
All right, Mike, thanks for the traffic report. I'll remind people what's going on.
All right, take care of those boys.
Thank you, sir. Bye. So we got northbound on the 101 at the foot of the Cuesta grade. We have an accident. The car has not been removed yet. The traffic is backed up about a mile and a half so far. It's obviously going to continue to get worse if they're not letting people through. So you might, if you're headed north, you might want to go up Morro Bay and head up Highway 46. Because it's looking, I mean Highway 41, because it's looking bad. Looking bad. Here's another story. They got the Merchant of Death is on trial. Convicted Russian arms dealer Viktor Bout could face life in prison after a federal jury returned guilty verdicts on Wednesday on four counts related to conspiracy to kill Americans, acquire and export anti-aircraft missiles, and provide material support to terrorist organizations. This is a great guy right here.
It's been 3 years since Viktor Bout was arrested in Bangkok.
Do you have anything to say about the charges against you?
At his capture, global law enforcement made sure Boot's notorious nickname was remembered.
Mr. Bout has been referred to as the Merchant of Death and Man of War.
International investigators have long accused Bout of fueling wars from Africa to Afghanistan.
Viktor Bout is one of the most prolific arms traffickers in the world.
Now, after a long extradition battle, Bout goes on trial in New York.
The charges against him just capture a small sliver of trying to sell weapons to a designated terrorist organization, which was the FARC rebels in Colombia.
Bout is charged with trying to kill Americans by selling arms to DEA agents posing as FARC rebels, who would then shoot down U.S. pilots. Bout's New York lawyer in pretrial proceedings said, I'm very confident that the trial will make it transparent that Viktor Bout did not intend to sell arms to anyone. Bout was the inspiration for the Hollywood movie Lord of War, starring Nicolas Cage.
Selling guns is like selling vacuum cleaners. You make calls, pound the pavement. I supplied every army but the Salvation Army.
The federal judge has already expressed concern over Bout's notoriety, wondering if jurors will simply Google Bout's name. A former Soviet Union Air Force officer, Bout insisted to CNN's Jill Daugherty in Moscow a decade ago that he was not hiding from anyone.
I'm not afraid. I don't did anything in my life for what I should be afraid. And this whole story looks me like a witch hunt.
Arms control probers say Bout took advantage of loose international arms trafficking laws.
Viktor Bout really is the poster boy, is the sort of Federal Express, if you will, of arms trafficking.
Bout's lawyer in pretrial discussions said no book or article has any evidence of him selling or transporting arms. However, the man who wrote the book called Merchant of Death says no verdict can change Bout's impact on conflicts around the world.
Well, I think he unquestionably made some of the worst wars of the 20th century, early 21st century, much worse than they would have been.
Bout faces life in prison if convicted. Richard Roth, CNN, New York.
Thank you, sir. Anyway, so that's a rough story right there. Viktor Bout. Did you see Lord of War with Nicolas Cage? It starts, as they're doing the credits in the beginning, you know, they're saying who put the money together to make the movie. In the beginning, they show a single bullet being manufactured, and it's singled out in this big pile, and where it goes to, and where it ends up, and how it gets shipped, and how it gets transported. And then at the very beginning of the opening credits, it's being put into a gun, and you see it being fired as if you were inside the barrel, and the target is a boy's head down the street. Which I think is probably effective way to get your point across when you're trying to make a move about a guy like that. Anyway, but he didn't seem to care a whole lot. He just, that wasn't his thing, this guy. So, okay. Other things are going on in our world on a day-to-day basis. I have nobody coming in today, by the way. So if you want to call in at 786-2578, if you want to call in 786-2578, if you're caught in the traffic jam, for instance, 786-2578 or 1-866-937-1340, 1-866-937-1340, you're welcome to call in, and we'll get you on the air and find out what's on your mind. Because there's a lot of things on people's minds today. There's just every kind of stuff in the whole wide world. All right, now, this is kind of cool. This is kind of cool. This was Christopher Money, who a retired judge. He took his seat on the jury. So he did his civic duty and went to a jury trial. And so I'd have to confess, whatever way he was sort of leaning, I'd have to say, well, the guy seems to know what he's doing. He's a judge, for God's sake. Anyway, so a jury returned a verdict last week favoring landlord D.W. August Company in a case that involved a school leasing property from the company in San Luis Obispo. The lawsuit alleged allegations included trespass and invasion of privacy. The owner of the Laureate School in San Luis Obispo claimed the plaintiff cut a chain across the parking lot and entered the school without permission from school officials by way of a locksmith making a new set of master keys. The lawsuit also alleged that D.W. August accessed the plaintiff's computer system, looked at papers, maliciously switched telephone and fax wires, and failed to secure a rear door, leaving the school's confidential student and employee records unsecured, according to court documents. The trial lasted 2 weeks, and no money was awarded to the plaintiffs after the verdict came Friday. According to Roy Oden, who defended D.W. August's plaintiff, attorney Dennis, said he didn't want to discuss these details. It took 2 weeks. Was there, like, you know, the court thing? Can you go and say, I could do one day? You know, if you have a thing that's a one-dayer, you know, there's nothing, there's no evidence, there's nothing that could be brought up that would make it last more than a day. You know? Could you do that? I don't think you can do that. So if you're an employed person, I mean, I know people are supposed to be forgiving, but understand, these days nobody forgives anything. You know, they don't forgive anything. Although Sears does, what a fascinating thing I read. I looked it up on Snopes myself. But lots of people don't forgive anything. And so, like, for instance, guys in the National Guard, they get called up. They're supposed to keep their job open. Now, I understand it's a huge burden to do so. I'm not saying it's not a huge burden to say, okay, well, this is the guy that did this. What are we supposed to do for the guy that did that? He's going to Afghanistan for a year. What am I supposed to do? Hire somebody for a year, I guess. I don't know. But anyway, Sears... What Sears does is they, now you got to admit, they have a huge workforce that, and even though you can't find them doing that. So what they do is they pay the difference in what the guy gets paid in the National Guard with what he gets paid at Sears. And they make sure he has his job when he comes back. Pretty amazing. Pretty cool. I'm glad to hear that. I'm really sincerely glad to hear that because it's important, especially during these times. And because lots of people are getting called up, and then we're trying to celebrate the return of lots of people as they come back, as we heard from Greg Shearer yesterday. And I have my thing here. I'm going to do as soon as I can find it, and I found it.
November has been declared Thank a Veteran Month by the San Luis Obispo County Board of Supervisors. It is a time to reflect on all that we owe our men and women currently in uniform and our veterans who so nobly served before them. Whenever you see a service member in uniform, please take a moment to thank them and be mindful of our reserves and veterans and always be thankful for them. It's Thank a Veteran Month. Please show them how much you care and don't forget, hire a vet.
There you go. Hire a vet, by gosh. All right. Get your life in order. Get your ducks in a row. Now, what else we got going on? This is kind of fun what this guy did. I think this is really cool. Mark Zammit, who is in the village of Rio Grande. He's a photographer. And so what he did was he took one of these things. It's called a let me make sure I get this right. It's a landscape. It's a camera. It's a view camera. And that's kind of like what Ansel Adams used. That's what it says right here. Anyway, so what he did was he went out and he took pictures of the people and their businesses in front of their businesses, the people in the hell in the business in front of the businesses. And then he's got 27 black and white photos that capture the character and face of current village workers, but recall an earlier time. Okay? I would say, tell you the truth, a Rio Grande kind of elicits an earlier time anyway, doesn't it? So they like to keep it the way it is. From what I hear from the citizens. Anyhow, so here's a picture of flower shop owner Tina McLean and her dog, Annie, post one of Mark's 27 portraits. It is cool. It's really cool. It's a black and whitey kind of a thing that, you know, you would think was taken years and years ago. Except for the hairstyles and whatnot. Anyway, that's kind of fun. I'm glad you did that. I think it's really cool. Hey, what else are they telling? What else are they, saying that's happening right here? We had on November 1st and 2nd, All Souls Day, on November 1st and 2nd, the Day of the Dead, and so they had an article about that, and it's so for those of us that aren't used to this Day of Mercedes thing, it seems a little creepy, but then Halloween, I guess, is creepy to other people, so. Yeah, you just got to get used to this stuff. We're good. Okay. Coast Guard wants to move shipping lanes to protect the whales. Now, this was a big issue. It's a big issue up in San Francisco area right now. It's a big issue in lots of places and a huge issue in L.A., you know, because these whales are right in the shipping lanes. And we got in this thing about, you know, how fast can a ship go and damage a whale? You know, how slow can it go and not damage a whale? And I contend that when you have a bazillion-ton ship, if you're going 2 miles an hour and run into a whale, it's going to screw it up. You know, so they have to be able to go. So this is really interesting. So here's what they're doing in the Santa Barbara Channel. U.S. Coast Guard has recommended shifting the shipping lanes in the SB Channel to move cargo ships out of the way of whales feeding the Channel Islands Marine Sanctuary. Proposal published Tuesday would narrow the lanes and move one of them north of a steep underwater drop-off near Santa Cruz and Santa Rosa Islands, where endangered bluefin and humpback whales have been congregating to feed on krill. Same would help in preserving the marine environment. But wildlife officials and environmental groups have been alarmed by the presence of whales in shipping lanes, which they worry puts the giant marine mammals at great risk of being struck and killed, especially down here, as I was telling you, in L.A. Long Beach. Four blue whales were struck and killed by vessels near the Channel Islands in 2007. Coast Guard proposal also calls for establishing new shipping lanes south of the Channel Islands, where some freighters have been navigating to avoid the state's strict air pollution, encouraged prompting complaints from the Navy, again, too close to military testing ranges. Hey, you can't win for losing, you know what I mean? You're trying to find a lane, and these are actual lanes. Do you know what I'm saying? They got coordinates and whatnot. And you get in these shipping lanes. And I told you I was in the Gulf of Mexico before I got out of the service. I was on a little tiny ship in the Gulf of Mexico, and all these huge super tankers knew what the lanes were. We had no idea. We didn't know. We had the chart master guy, but he didn't know. We weren't privy to that information in the Gulf of Mexico. I suppose the Coast Guard and the Navy that had anything to do with the Gulf of Mexico knew where the shipping lanes were, but we just sort of wandered in by accident, you know, through the Panama Canal, and we're headed to Orange, Texas. Oh my God, it was harrowing because we didn't know where the lanes were, and we were oftentimes crisscrossing in places we should have been crisscrossing, and it led to some real fear and scary. I've almost got over it now. Not quite. I'm getting. All right. Grant will fund a food aid survey. Goal of research is to find out who is going hungry in San Luis Obispo County and why. I think they just usually line up down there at the Maxine shelter and the homeless shelter, and you pretty much can tell them that they're hungry. But I guess that's a good idea then. So this is a $99,500 grant, one of 14 grants nationwide, which is nice and sincere. So anyway, according to the food bank, it served 40,000 separate people in 2010. About 13,000 of them were children. We are going to do CBS News live and find out what's going on.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. Tentative confidence in continuing slow economic growth from the Fed today. CBS's Alexis Christophorus.
We've gotten some good economic news on this side of the ocean. Better than expected report on private employers for the month of October. And we also got another round of strong earnings reports. So that's giving investors a little bit of a reason to jump back into this market. And there is also hope that the Greek Prime Minister meeting with other European leaders will come to some sort of a decision that will work for this bailout deal.
Fed Chairman Bernanke talked to reporters today and was asked about Republican candidates' criticism of some of the Fed's past efforts to stimulate the economy.
We listen to everybody's input, and the most important thing is that we are free to make the decision based on the interest of of the American people, what's in the interest of the economy. That's what we're going to do.
On Wall Street today, the Nasdaq gained about 33 points. The S&P was up 19, and the And, of course, the Dow was up nearly 200 points. In Oakland, California, the Occupy Wall Street protesters marching and leading a general strike by unions against the city. KCBS reporter Margie Schaefer.
They were anticipating this general strike, and this Citibank branch on Broadway is closed for the day, as is the Wells Fargo branch at 12th and Broadway. There are a number of people in the streets, many with signs saying, foreclose the 1%, occupy the bank.
Protesters plan to disrupt operations at the port and just move into vacant and foreclosed buildings. An infamous Russian arms dealer has been found guilty of trying to arm a terror group in Colombia, the trial of Victor Boot in New York City.
Boot, a former Soviet military officer, was once known on the international arms market as the Merchant of Death. He was arrested overseas in an elaborate sting operation conducted by the DEA in 2008.
CBS's Pat Milton. Republican Herman Cain on a hotter seat. Now there's a third former employee reportedly complaining of unwelcome sexual behavior in the old workplace.
Republican frontrunner Herman Cain continued to bat aside questions about the sexual harassment settlement against him and whether he would ask his former employer to let one of the women involved tell her story. He lost his temper when reporters kept asking.
Are you concerned about...
Excuse me. Excuse me.
Rick Ross was the representative.
What part of no don't some people understand?
He later told a group of House Republicans that the people will decide the Republican nominee and not be swayed by the media. Bob Buzz, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Levi's using less water to produce the fabric, Michael Cabori at Levi's says.
In the waterless jeans that we're now manufacturing, we certainly use less water, which is better for the planet. And in the process, using less water and also less energy to heat that water reduces our cost.
This is CBS News.
Need cash? Sell unwanted gold and diamond jewelry to Empire Diamond. Call 1-800-728-3425. In the Empire State Building since 1931 and a reputable Better Business Bureau member, Empire is paying the highest prices ever. The time to sell is now. Empire Diamond offers the highest cash prices without any pressure. Don't wait for gold prices to drop. Call 1-800-728-3425. That's 1-800-728-3425. Or visit EmpireDiamond.com.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount. A discount for the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a Looking Fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
For young adults in this country, optimism persists.
Nearly half of America's young people think their generation will be worse off than their parents. The new State of Young America poll shows economic trouble taking its toll, with many delaying major events.
Get married later on, you have to be stable first, you know, have money.
So you're putting things off.
Off, yeah, exactly. House, car.
Yeah, pretty much everything.
But Aaron Smith, whose Young Invincible Group commissioned the study, adds.
At the same time, we're finding that young people have this innate hope and optimism that things can improve.
Oh, possibly. If the economy gets better.
Nearly 70% still believe they could achieve the American dream. Heather Bosch, CBS News, New York.
At the LSU-Alabama football game in Tuscaloosa this coming weekend, a special tailgate party. Chefs from both states are teaming up for the Louisa-Bama Gumbo Bowl, planning to make the world's largest gumbo and sell them at $5 each for charities and tornado relief. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Mike Rowe talks with a real Ford service advisor about a big event.
Fiona, if I didn't know better, I'd say you're having some sort of, what, sales event?
Yes, we are. It's a big tire and brake sales event.
What are the important aspects of the sale?
Right now, we have special rebates, offers, and discounts.
Stop by a Ford dealer now to buy four select tires and get a $100 rebate. Plus, get a $40 rebate on Motorcraft Complete Brake Service.
So you have a lot of tires, and it involves brakes, too.
Correct.
Which is why it's called the Big Tire and Brake Sales Event.
You're good.
Yeah, thank you.
Stop by a participating Ford dealer for vehicle exclusions and rebate details through 11/30/11.
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. The rate today on an 8-year fixed Yorgage is an amazing 3.5%, APR 3.69%. Call today at 800-970-2611.
Call us for cost information. Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Have you ever worked with Coastal Computers? Coastal Computers is here for the small business. The small business that needs computers, technology, and networking to stay even and be competitive. They're here for the small business that can't afford to hire a computer staff. They're here for the small business that needs to get it right the first time, who can't afford the pain and the horror stories that we've all heard about. Coastal Computers has been making the tough stuff easy for over 25 years with lots of happy clients. They're worth a call at 543-9047. Call 543-9047. Coastal Computers, Microsoft, Intel, and networking specialists. 543-9047 or visit ccslo.com. ccslo.com right now. The small business favorite's favorite, ccslo.com. Coastal Computers.
Charter Internet is keen on giving you more. Not a little more, a big more, as in more speed.
which means more streaming hoops, more celebrity scoops, more posts, more boasts, more webcam, more cousin Pam. By delivering more speed, we make the web more fun. Moreover, it doesn't cost more. To learn more or sign up today, visit charter.com/freefast. Increase for Express and Plus customers only. Service not available in all areas. Other restrictions may apply. Your favorite word is not rutabaga, shimmy, or Xanadu. No, your favorite word is free, because it makes other words better, like guilt-free, termite-free, and faster internet speeds for free. That's what Charter customers just got, allowing them to feel footloose and fancy-free as they download more freely. Don't have Charter internet? Feel free to sign up at charter.com/freefast. Increase for Express and Plus customers only. Service not available in all areas. Other restrictions may apply.
Country Oaks Care Center. Caring for the loved ones that you care about. Country Oaks. Owned and operated by John and Sharon Henney. They're friends of mine. Really nice friends. And that niceness shows at the 57-bed skilled nursing facility at 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria. Country Oaks specializes in short-term rehabilitation and long-term care. Country Oaks accepts Medicare, Medi-Cal, HMOs, and private insurance, and will do the paperwork for you. They offer physical, occupational, speech, enteral, and IV therapies, including a fully equipped therapy room. At Country Oaks Care Center, your loved ones will find a warm and caring staff and a home-like atmosphere. All activities are geared to individual needs and desires, as well as nutritious meals and that extra ounce of caring and a cup of slow-roasted coffee. From Rotary to their annual float participation in the Santa Maria Elks Rodeo Parade, the Hennings are involved in their community. At 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria, Country Oaks Care Center, caring for the loved ones that you care about.
Hey, you're with Bill Banker, Talking Sheep, your friends and neighbors, now we're on 1340 KYMS, your news station in San Luis Obispo, and our phone numbers are 786-2578 and 1-866-937-1340. Accident on the northbound side of the grade, at the very base of the grade, a half an hour ago, the traffic was backed up about a mile and a half. I don't know if they got the car removed yet, and I need to caution you about heading that way. I know, but see, everybody's headed to Paso Robles. They want to go to that place and get a lottery ticket because they think now they're lucky, but probably they'll never sell another lottery ticket in their life that wins. Makes no sense. It's all very confusing. You know something that's happened for the first time in 15 years, really, is we got a slot or two open here for advertising on Talk is Cheap. And also we can now do a kind of a combo affair with CalcosNews.com. So if you want to get more bang for your buck, and I mean that, you can give Katie a call at 786-2570. That's 786-2570, and leave your name and number, and we can get back to you. Especially because it's Christmas time, if you have a kind of a Christmas-oriented type of a product or business, you can help out a little bit. We don't do, understand how we, you can tell how we advertise here. We don't do bombardment advertising, you know, like you're here 10 times an hour. That doesn't work for this kind of thing. It's just slow and steady, slow and steady, slow and steady, so it's not expensive and it's effective. That's all. You know what? I was watching a show last night. You're going to say, Bill, this is it for you, buddy? This is what it's come down to? Wasn't even the Weather Planet. Wasn't even the Weather Channel. I believe it was Animal Planet. But I, you know, it was fascinating. I'm going to tell you the truth. They were doing a thing about the cheetah, and the cheetahs are dying out. There's like 10,000 cheetahs left in the whole world, and they're still dying out. And it's no wonder they're not designed worth the darn, those things. They're not evolving right. The cheetah's biggest meat producer, you know, food provider, is antelope. All right. So this doesn't seem to make sense. The cheetah, as fast as it is, has to be fast and fast, meaning it has to run fast and get hold of its quarry fast and kill it fast. Otherwise, are you ready for this? The cheetah can overheat because its temperature soars when it goes chasing after things, which, you know, yours would too. But you'd think the cheetah would have some kind of a mechanism of some kind. No. But the antelope does. The antelope has a series of blood vessels that are inside its head that when the air goes into their nose, it cools down the air so that their brain doesn't, you know, boil over. But unfortunately, the cheetah is not in the same boat. The cheetah could actually run itself to unconsciousness and brain damage. How weird is that? They had other weird cheetah facts. Cheetahs, they turn so well because they're the only cat that's claws stay extended all the time, at least partially. And so that's why they maneuver as well as they do. Their head, and this was kind of fascinating, I thought, their head stays in exactly the same place and exactly level because of the way its eyes work. It has to be able to look at something dead on. And so no matter which way its body's moving, its head doesn't, and it doesn't matter if it's running real fast or slow or walking or whatever, its head always stays on exactly the same place. That's kind of weird. And it's got an especially heavy tail for its size so that it can help use that to help, you know, maneuver when it's going real fast. That's everything you ever want to know about a cheetah, I'd say. Oh, and by the way, the little black marks that run from under its eyes down to its mouth, you think they're just there for fun? You think it's in the NFL or something? No. It's there to block the sun, to help shade the sun. I'm just fascinated with the whole thing. All right, let's get on the phone and say hello to somebody. Have you?
Oh, hi. It's Ann out in sunny Los Osos.
Hi, Ann. It's
the
sunny
sun
and wonderful.
The sun is shining out here.
All right. God
yeah.
love you.
It's a beautiful day. Oh, I was just listening to those facts about cheetahs. Yeah, they're really amazing animals. But the overheating thing is similar to, like, the greyhounds.
They do the same.
They have real thin skin so they can throw that heat off. And when you generate that kind of enormous speed quickly, that's generating enormous amounts of heat. So you got to get rid of it fast.
So let me ask. So let's say
you don't run real long.
Okay. So let's say you had a greyhound chasing a mechanical rabbit around, but it didn't stop after one lap or whatever.
The greyhound would.
Oh, the greyhound will stop.
Eventually, they will just like fall over. Or just, you know, they just run out of steam. They run out of energy. They just, you know, collapse.
Well, here's the thing. Now, this was the weird part about the cheetah. They said that. And what they were showing was one of the most important things about the cheetah is its caloric intake versus caloric output.
Yeah.
And so they were saying, you know, basically they were showing this mother cheetah that had cubs and said if her caloric content gets down below this level, and she was right near the bottom anyway, they said if it gets lower than that, she stands no chance in the world of catching anything, and that's the end of that whole family.
Yeah.
And so, but they were saying that, and this was what really surprised me, she will try to stop herself. But if she gets too intense, she won't, and she can actually overheat and hurt her brain.
Yeah.
And that's weird. You know, you'd think it'd have an automatic thing where you'd she'll pass out. But they said even if she passes out, that she can still have problems.
Well, yeah, you're laying in 150 degree heat out in the African veldt.
Yeah, really.
And you're unconscious. You won't, and you're breathing. You know, and you can't keep up your breathing if you're unconscious. So your body temperature gets to where it's lethal.
But
it's a trade-off.
Yeah.
You know, you can do long, you know, like the African wild dog.
Right.
Tag teams, and they will literally run you down.
Right.
And they can go for hours, like the wolf. They'll
right.
just keep after you.
Right.
So that's slow and easy does it versus blinding speed and surprise and boom, you're in, you're out, you're done.
I don't know why I would have gotten caught up in that, but they had some series on a number of years ago about the wild dog. Do you remember that?
Yes.
And
Jane Goodall did.
Jane Goodall. Maybe Jane Goodall. Boy, it was fascinating stuff. Just
yeah,
absolutely fascinating.
And they're extraordinary dogs. They, you know, they were always portrayed as savage killer, you know. They're family dogs. They take turns raising the pups. They're, in many ways, kind of wolf-like in their den thing.
Yeah.
They will work together. to hunt down things, you know, in an organized way. They're really quite amazing.
And the other thing that was interesting, if I remember watching that show, was, and they were showing like two separate, they were showing different animals, and some were loners and were not part of a family pack, and they were kind of odd. And then there was, I remember they had a situation where a mother was killed, a mother dog was killed, and another dog, like her aunt, adopted her.
Yeah, takes over.
Yeah, takes over and raises it.
Yeah, because they'll often leave, as the lead dogs go out hunt, they'll leave the younger siblings to take care of the babies, you know, and guard the den and stuff like that. Wolves do that, too.
Well,
and they control who breeds, you know, and if you're not alpha male or female, you don't have babies.
That's right.
Or if you do, they'll kill your baby.
They'll kill them, yeah. The thing about the cheetah that was also very interesting was, again, that they dramatized this thing, I understand, but they were showing the fact of the part of the problem with being a cheetah, or a lot of animals, I assume, on the savanna, is that you can only get, you are balancing this equation of how far you get from your offspring and how far out you can go.
Yeah.
Because you have to, in an emergency, and there's things that will try to, you know, lots of things that will try to eat your babies. And so they, you know, you can't get so far away that you can't get back. And
well, not only
them.
That, you got to, if you're dragging prey home, you're limited by the weight of that.
Well, that's what this was. At the end of this thing, luckily, she got the thing back where it had to be, but this was like a 100-pound antelope.
Yeah.
And she desperately needed the food. But the other thing that was interesting was this. At one point, they showed that the cubs had wandered off. And so what she did to not draw attention to the fact that the cubs had wandered off, she makes chirpy noises like a bird.
Yeah.
And other animals don't pay any attention because they think it's a bird.
Yeah.
But she's trying to locate her kittens.
Yeah, that's their little cry, their little communication, their little weird little chirpy thing.
But you would think that the other animals after a while would sort of catch on, wouldn't you?
I have no clue.
Don't either.
I don't know. If enough of them had figured out that's what it meant and they got an immediate payoff, they might learn. But maybe it's
just
too far separate. They can't put two and two together.
And that's probably true. You know, that may well be.
That was, you know, the interesting thing about that wonderful, wonderful book called Born to Run. It's about these ultra marathoners, and they're just crazy people. And they'll go, like, run 24 hours, you know, long distance.
Oh, I know, yeah.
And they had a race. They brought up some Tarahumara Indians who are famous for long-distance running. And they had a race up in the Rocky Mountains, and the Tarahumara just wiped the floor with all these super ultra-marathoners.
Well,
and then ran home. You know, it was like, yay, they were having fun. But what was interesting about the speculation that the author is that humans were born to run and because they have no body hair and they can throw heat off. And you think, well, how would they catch game? You run it down in tag teams the same way the wild dogs do. And you don't have to go fast. You just have to be steady and never let the antelope or whatever you're chasing rest.
Oh, interesting.
The minute it starts to rest, you start after it. And so it has to get up and keep going. And eventually it will just die of exhaustion. It can't eat. It can't stop for water. And you're just coming after it slowly, slowly.
Amazing.
Yeah, so if you have that ability to just run for hours and hours and hours, that's how you get dinner. It's a wonderful book. It's out in paperback, and it's very funny and entertaining, but quite fascinating. But, yeah, cheetahs are so gorgeous. Sad to think of them going extinct.
Yeah, they said they're just 10,000. In the beginning of the show, I mentioned that this was just a hoot to me. Did you get to see the cartoon, The Ice Age?
Yes.
Okay. They have found
Scritch. They found Scritch.
The Scritch, the fossil of the little guy.
Yeah, with the little teethies.
Yeah, that's really kind of fascinating.
Yeah. Well, I just taped previously, and I'm finally catching up with it. It was a Nova thing. They're thawing out Otzi, the Iceman that was found up in the Alps a few years ago, and they're going to thaw him out and take tissue sample and see what they can learn from that, including food that was in his stomach and so forth.
Well, here's the other thing. You know,
that's quite extraordinary.
They found that mastodon. I think it was in the Soviet Union. I think it was
yeah.
in Siberia. They found the mastodon that was almost completely intact.
Yep.
And I don't. And they were going to thaw that out. And then I remember either National Geographic or Nova or somebody was doing promos saying the mastodon, this mastodon, could possibly be back amongst us. And it's like scientists are almost convinced that they can take the DNA from a mastodon and breed it into a female elephant and eventually, however they breed these things, eventually end up with a mastodon. They
don't
think
know
of all,
yet.
They think of all the animals that they
yeah.
ever had a chance of doing it, this mastodon is the best chance they have.
Well, that'll be interesting to see because they have autopsy and the tissue is preserved, but whether it's preserved to a sufficient point that you could get the DNA out intact, that I don't know.
But here's the interesting thing. When you have something that well preserved, it would seem to me, and I don't know, of course, I don't know about the science of this, but it would seem to me that you would have a much better chance because you'd have tissue DNA and you'd have organ DNA
right.
and you'd have hair DNA and you'd have all this kind of stuff you could go for.
Yeah, more than like
bones.
Stone,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Stuff in rocks. I don't know how.
So then we get into this ethical thing, of course, about, you know, should we bring back a mastodon? And I think to myself, it's not going to mind being brought back. It'd be happy.
It wouldn't know any different.
It wouldn't. It'd just be a new elephant.
Well,
as far
maybe
as
they'd clone Otzi and hear this little baby would wake up and he'd say, you've been asleep for 5,000 years. Good morning.
Well, now I have to say this. There's no question that the aestheticists will then get crazy about, you know, what happens with the ethical thing of having a human being cloned. But, you know, this is all interesting. And here's what I'm going to say something. I have no reason to say it. Lots of authors have assumed it and written books about it. But I have to tell you, I just do not have any reason to doubt the idea that the Army or the military, whatever, the Department of Defense, has not worked on cloning different species of animals together.
Oh, you mean?
Yeah, like if you could take
oh, gene splicing.
Yeah, gene splicing. Sure. So you'd end
well,
up.
Well, I thought they already did that. They have a tomato that has some fish qualities in it to prevent it from freezing.
But I'm talking about, you know, and they had a. The book was wonderful. The movie was hideous. I think it was called The Watchers. And what they had done was the military had cloned a vicious thing out of baboons and dogs and
Dean Koontz.
And then the dog was this wonderful Irish setter with this intelligence that, and the thing that that was nasty hated the dog.
Yeah, he was the guardian.
He was the guardian. And it's really too bad they did such a bad job in the movie because they could have done well with it and they just didn't even try. But I read that, and prior to reading that, I thought to myself, you know, the military does some pretty strange things, and I just can't imagine they haven't tried.
Oh, I'm sure they have. One of the problems is, if you remember the famous experiment with the Russian fox that was being bred for fur,
mm-hmm.
and they're mean as could be, and so they started breeding softer, kinder, sweeter foxes to kind foxes, and pretty soon they ended up with basically multicolored dogs that barked. I mean, they were still foxes, but they had dog qualities, and their ear shape changed, and their fur color started getting multiple color rather than the traditional black, Russian fox color. And they became very friendly, and they'd romp around like puppies and bark, totally unfox-like. And that's what happens is when you select for one gene, you get a lot of odd baggage that comes along with it.
How interesting.
And you can't predict that until you begin looking at what is showing up. And then it's like, uh-oh. So,
I don't know. They had this article, and I think this is called, let me try to remember what it's called. San Luis News, it's by the Tolosa Press people.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they had this article yesterday I was reading about a doctor and her husband, or the doctor and his wife who had a PhD. They were talking about how wheat has been hybridized to the point that it's probably unhealthy for people. It's not really healthy anymore. And they started in 1943 trying to alter the whole thing through, you know, cross-hybridization. They were trying to develop wheat that would grow bigger and hardier and feed the people, you know, feed the starving.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, they say it's really sort of gone haywire. This is what they actually said right now. They said the altered genetic makeup of the new hybrids result in a unique complex carbohydrate with gluten proteins, which trigger celiac disease, and gliadin proteins, which increase permeability of the intestines. The impact of wheat on the human body can stimulate appetite, cause night cravings, stimulate appetite, euphoria, and addictive behavior. Acid pH, weaken bones, cataracts, acne, gynecomastia. Obesity, diabetes, intestinal disease, autoimmune conditions, and rheumatoid arthritis, and heart disease. They're saying that's what they're saying the wheat can do from what it was to what it is.
Well, one of the concerns that they have with are what we're doing to BT corn and all the cross genetic stuff we're doing to our vegetables and so forth has to do with that humans have evolved slowly over hundreds of thousands of years with more natural plant materials, and now we're altering these plants, and our bodies haven't been able to catch up. One of the concerns they have about corn syrup is that's really an artificial thing.
And
you know, in a way, I mean, it,
no, this is why
normally
this,
if you wanted sugar like cane, beet, or you know, honey or maple or something, but corn syrup, you know, it's sort of a frankenfood, you know, it's made up kind of food, and it may be processed a little differently in our bodies.
Well,
I don't know. I mean,
that's
a supposition.
Well, this is why there's a hue and cry over, you know, they're trying to get, you know, they have the ad that says sugar is sugar. You'll learn more about corn syrup by going to this website, because sugar is sugar, and it's not.
Yeah.
Corn syrup is not sugar. It's just not sugar.
Yeah, it's a slightly different, I think, molecular structure.
Right.
And the question is whether our bodies evolved to deal with it or not. And it may be happening with the wheat, because the wheat that we have developed wasn't developed. It was developed so that it's shippable, it can withstand bugs and frost, and it's more about being a commodity rather than a food.
Right.
So we select for that, but then that brings along, we may have been selecting for not so good things.
I think that's what they were trying to do with that tomato, too. They were trying to make it so it was more durable.
Yeah, it's a commodity rather than actual thing that you are meant to eat. You could go bowling with it, but, you know, don't want to eat the darn thing. But that's in line with so much of what we are doing to ourselves and our by manipulating the environment, then the environment has impact on us, and often it's not very good.
Well, and the other thing that's kind of interesting, I think, is the fact that the weird part of this whole frankenfood thing is, and I know we've talked, I think we've talked about you and I, but I've read a lot about it, and that's that Monsanto, that developed this hybrid corn, they have a patent right that if their corn, through airborne particles, through birds, through whatever, if another farm next door ends up with the same kind of corn, they owe Monsanto money.
Yeah, it's there you're looking at one of the reasons why everybody in America needs to support Move to Amend, to amend the Constitution. That's the kind of appalling and harmful power that great corporations can have on humans.
Sure.
That's just ludicrous.
And you know what people, there's a lot of people sort of missing the boat, I think, on this Occupy movement. The Occupy movement isn't just, 1% of the people have all the dough and all that. What they're saying is, and there's a couple of things I think being said in this movement. One is, okay, we bailed these people out on Wall Street, and then they just went back to the same thing they were doing before. And so that doesn't make sense. We bailed out the bankers, and then they just went back to doing the same thing as before. That doesn't make sense. And that's true. Why should we as taxpayers say, okay, we're going to bail you out of this thing, and then not a single thing changes in the way you do business? But I think the bigger thing that the Occupy people are saying is companies like Monsanto and some of these huge corporations that do have a direct effect on people's lives – and they're supported by the politicians who are supported by them, who are supported by the politicians. You know, it's that
They own
relationship.
Congress.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
So what I think the people are saying, this sucks. This is not.
This system is so badly broken because we've allowed it bit by bit to break. And now it's finally dawning on people that now I'm the one in the gun sight. Now suddenly it becomes important. When it was the other guy in the gun sight, screw him.
It's amazing.
But now a whole lot of middle class people are out on the street. Now suddenly they look around and go, wait a minute. This system is busted, and the people, the 1%, more often than not, got there by cheating, rigging the game, rigging the system.
Well, but they don't even have to cheat. Like you said, they can buy Congress.
Well, they buy Congress, and then they rewrite the law. It's like you own the state house, and so you pass a law saying it's okay for me to rob banks, but not you.
Somebody wrote a letter today.
So
to
I go
the
rob a bank, and they say, well, that's against the law. No, it isn't. See, it says right here, I get permission to, rob the bank.
There's a guy suggested, they said, you know what, maybe we should have it so that individuals, which includes corporations now, and God knows why that ruling never came about, but anyway, individuals can only donate up to $10. Period.
There you go.
So in order to raise money, you have to have a million people believe in you enough to give you $10.
Yeah.
Not one person that's going to give you $10 million.
Yeah, because the irony is because of the what the Supreme Court did, now it's almost, why you don't even bother with the campaign. You just buy your politician and put him on the ballot. I mean, then you don't have to play games. He's yours. And you could easily, the Koch brothers, for example, the Koch brothers, I should say, they could do hundreds of those out of their cookie jar money.
Yep.
I mean, without even blinking.
Yep.
And then you'd have a majority in Congress, and you could do anything you want.
It's really that.
That's where the real problem is, and that's what the 99% is finally beginning to wake up and understand. That's where the real problem lies. It isn't that you're envious of the rich. Americans love, they want to be rich,
Sure.
They'd love to be rich. But it's that when you sense and know that the game is rigged and you're a sucker, then it's like, whoa, wait a minute. That's simply not the American way.
And you know what's too bad about it? And this is why, more and more, and, the Europeans look at us and other people, and they always criticize our elections and the fact that we have such a bad turnout. But, I've always understood why a lot of voters just say, why am I bothering? Because, nothing that it doesn't matter what vote I cast. That really has nothing to do with whatever's going to happen in my life. The people that have the dough are going to control what happens. And so what worries me about that, and I always try to say something around election time, is I have to admit, I still vote. I don't think I'm really going to change anything, but I go ahead and do it out of habit. And I still vote in national elections, but I don't think I'm going to have any influence at all over what's going to happen. But when it comes to local stuff, don't give up there, because you do make a difference when it's local.
But everything is local. Our local representatives, McCarthy and Capps, we have control over those two people, and they're the ones that go back and help craft legislation and then vote on it. And that happens in every state. It's all local. And if you don't care what the heck your senator or congressman is doing, and he's doing things that are blowing back on you, then of course you deserve everything you get. And that's what I think is what happened is happening in this country. It's been like the frog in the hot water.
But
people haven't been paying attention to what their congressmen are actually doing. And I mean, the minute your congressman signed a blood oath to a guy named Grover Norquist, he should have been voted out of office the next election.
Mm-hmm. I don't disagree with that.
But people just went, well, now you're finding out what that means in real time.
But here's the other thing, too. And let's remember this. And I don't care if you're Democrat, Republican, if you love our representatives, hate our, it doesn't matter. The other problem lies in the fact that what they're trying to do is they're trying to straddle a fence continuously to stay elected.
Yeah.
And to stay in office and get reelected. And so, you know, when you say, is this being done in my best interest, it's very interesting when you look at some of the ways that these things are voted on, how, yes, sometimes it is, it would seem that it's in the public's interest, and no, sometimes it seems that it has to be in their interest. It must be. And unfortunately, so we get this, we get weird representation because we don't have term limits, in my opinion. I don't have a big hue and cry about term limits, but I certainly see the danger of not having them. And if you go back to our Constitution, when they envisioned a citizenry legislature and said, okay, you know, you'll serve your time and then you're done.
Our term limits are called the vote.
We just
don't exercise it.
No, we don't. Because you know why? And lots of people have said this. They say, the problem isn't my guy, it's your guy.
Exactly, and that means, I mean, in many ways, it would be a real challenge for me to find any congressman that voted 100% the way I wanted it. There's always has to be the middle way because that's simply the way our system is set up. And so you kind of go, well, let's do an average for this guy. And when this guy or gal starts going too far one way or t'other, then you look for another representative. But too many people have just shrugged and looked away because they really weren't getting a clear picture of what was coming down on them.
Right.
Until it's too late.
I don't blame the 99% of us. We really didn't know what was coming down on us until it was too late, and it was well hidden. It was a great deception, and it worked for them for a long time. And then there's another person that wrote a letter to the other day, and I absolutely agreed with him. And he said, instead of having this bonus system they have now, have people, if they get bonus, they get bonus stock. That way, they have an invested interest in whether or not the company succeeds, because that's the only way they're going to get more money. But
that has been changed about 30 years ago. Phil
right.
Graham and
right, right.
Other people began shifting those rules so that the stock market is now completely disconnected from anything real. It's a casino now.
It is a casino.
It has nothing to do with good business practice or building a business or building a factory. Nothing. Zero. It's completely disconnected, and it's also disconnected from the United States. Wall Street has no reason to be in New York. It could go on a floating ship in the middle of the ocean.
That's true.
It just has no connection anymore.
That's true.
But I would have to disagree strongly that somehow the American people didn't have the information. It was all there and very easily accessible. For whatever reason, they just weren't paying attention.
Well, the other thing, too, is this. We also, the American people, were guilty of being caught up in the contrempts to begin with, because when, you know, and I had Chris Barnes was a mortgage broker, and I had her on the show a lot of times when things were starting to go. And she said, I'm going to tell people, if we tell you that you cannot afford a mortgage, you cannot afford a mortgage.
Yeah.
And if you walk out of our office and go into some lending institution that says, oh, yeah, we'll make you that loan, you might as well put a gun to your head.
But Chris is honest.
You know, well, I know, but
and there were too many that weren't.
But she was saying it enough times. She was saying it to me, and she's a friend, so she was saying it over and over and over. She says, "If something's really bad, it's going to happen."
Oh yeah.
And something bad really did happen, and
we
as Americans were participants in it.
Absolutely.
We wanted to have our great American dream.
Yep.
The first five payments look good.
And it's the same kind of mentality that says I can eat Big Macs all day and I am not fat and fluffy. I mean, come on.
Right.
The sort of denial isn't just a river in Egypt.
Right.
And it'll cost you every time. But I'm hoping now that it's really coming home to a lot of an awful lot of people that they will start paying attention and really seriously think about restructuring what needs to be restructured, so we end up with a fair game. Rather than this rigged piece we got now.
That's exactly what we got. Anne, I thank you very much for your thoughts.
Talk to you later.
This started over at Cheetah.
Yeah.
Well, we were talking about cheetahs at the end.
There you go.
Thank you, ma'am.
Right.
This holiday, tell someone how much you care by spending a whopping 97 cents on them. Walmart has all the latest smartphones from the nation's top carriers, like the LG Enlighten for Verizon, LG Optimus S for Sprint, and Impulse 4G for AT&T, all just 97 cents. Yes, I said 97 cents for a smartphone with all the bells and whistles. And no one has to know how little you spent. They'll think you went all out and will have no idea you found the money for their gift under the sofa cushions. Save money. Live better. Walmart. Offer with 2-year new agreement or qualified 2-year extension may be available on select plans. Data plan required. Brand and assortment availability varies by location.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. Right now, get 30% off any copy and print orders of $30 or more. Visit Staples.com or text Staples to 84444. Offer ends 11/12. Staples, that was easy.
We are the shadow mental health system in America, unheralded and unsung.
Dr. Joyce Berland of the National Alliance on Mental Illness says that families provide 50% of the care for people with mental illness.
And the families are the ones that are, you know, taking to medication, taking to this, taking to that, going after their family members in jail, trying to get them out of jail. It's a real firing line that families have.
Many times, families feel isolated.
Support groups have been spontaneous reactions to that isolation. Support is a human necessity.
Be a moral support for families dealing with mental illness. For more, visit the website shadowvoices.com. For free information on families coping with mental illness, call 800-999-3534. A message from the Mennonite Churches and Faith and Values Media.
Thank you. We had Susan Boyle today, and this is interesting, I think, on 1340 KYNS. She's gotten better. Does that make sense, of course, because she was just singing in the bathtub before when she was on the program. Was American Idol? So she's a bathtub singer, but now she's acquired a very nice tone of her voice. All right, we'll hear from her once more. Man acquitted of attempted murder. This is a jury acquitted an Atascadero man on two charges of attempted murder Tuesday after a shooting incident last year involving his child's mother, who was shot twice, and her male friend. Despite the acquittal, the jury in San Francisco County Superior Court found 31-year-old Troy Allen Sykes guilty on a lesser charge of attempted voluntary manslaughter in the July 6, 2010 incident in Paso Robles on Green Court. Sykes was also found guilty of the additional charge of residential burglary, child endangerment, using a firearm during the commission of the crime. He faces a possible maximum sentence of 21 years when he's sentenced by Barry LaBarbera on December 6th. Yeah, we have problems here, local. Yes, we do. Yes, happiest place in the world. We got it. All right. Bank of America, big news. Bank of America has decided to scrap their $5 debit card fee because everybody was leaving Bank of America in droves and saying, okay, heck with you. So we'll see. And then the Federal Reserve, as was mentioned in the news earlier, is expected to lie low because they seem to say, well, things aren't getting real better, but they're not getting real worse. Okay. All right, we'll kind of buy that sort of kind of. All right. This is a different one. Where's my one I want to play for you? Because I don't have time for one, I think. That's my thing. Okay, this is it right here. This is, remember I mentioned the miracle in the Hudson? Sully Sullenberger? Well, he's commenting on the belly landing.
Be with you. I wouldn't call it a close call. It's certainly unusual. In fact, that may be the first time that all three landing gear have failed to deploy on a 767 in its 30-year history in service. But, you know, it's important to have not only flying skills, but the skills necessary to analyze a situation, to develop a plan, and then to lead the crew in the execution of that plan. And that's what led to this good outcome.
And how did they actually manage this landing? I mean, was that they just would soap the runway down? Or how in practicality does the pilot realize there's a problem with enough time in advance to actually prepare a runway?
Well, I think that they knew about this problem for some time, and they had, I think, over an hour and a half to prepare both on the ground and in the cabin for this emergency landing. So the flight attendants had time to review the location and operation of the emergency exits with the passengers to inform them what the brace position was and those kinds of things. And, of course, the pilots would have been talking to the air traffic controllers who would have been relaying this to the airport authorities and getting the rescue equipment out there.
And is this something pilots train for and are prepared for to have a situation where this happens? I mean, I know theoretically it could happen, but as you said, it's never happened before for a 767.
I think we've had a partial landing gear failure on a 767 before, and this is something we have procedures for. And we might practice a few of the procedures in the flight simulator. But just as with a water landing in our flight simulators, it's usually not able to replicate a completely gear-up landing. You could approach the runway but not actually practice the landing itself. So this would have been a first for this crew.
And it's amazing. I mean, just because as we're showing now an angle from behind the plane, and then we had earlier shown one from the side. I mean, clearly, they were ready. They were filming this. This isn't amateur video. I mean, they were prepared. Was this anything here, though, that brought back memories for you? And your miraculous landing in the Hudson.
Oh, of course. I think these things always remind me of that day. I'll never forget it. I was very grateful that this also was a great outcome. And this required great piloting skill, too, because you have to remember, this is not like a normal landing. Without the landing gear underneath you, as you approach the runway to land, your eyes in the cockpit will be much lower, much closer to the runway. It's going to be a different picture looking out the window, and you have to account for that. And also, without the ability to have the nose landing gear extended and be able to steer the airplane by steering the nose gear, the pilot's only ability to directionally control the airplane on the runway was with the rudder. And as you slowed down, that rudder would become less effective. So it was very important to touch down exactly on the center line and then maintain that alignment throughout the landing so you wouldn't go off the side.
Truly amazing. All right. Well, thank you so much. Certainly the one person that we'd want to talk to with an event like this. So thanks again.
Thanks again, Sully. Anyway, that's I have to admit, I think it was pretty amazing. Now, here's what I'm not sure about. You look at the old World War II films, and you got the planes that are landing on these airstrips, and they got one wheel missing or two wheels, or they got all this thing. And usually it was really pretty bad. And the problem was in those situations with the plane that had all kinds of damage to it was that they couldn't do anything with the landing gear. Whatever they had, and that's the way it was. And they couldn't get it up or down. And so I don't know about. I'm not a pilot. But it would seem that the safest thing to do would be unless it was just your front landing gear. Remember not too long, was it this last year? They had the front landing gear froze up, and it was sideways. And they landed with the front landing gear down, and sparked along the runway, and they brought it to a safe landing with that thing. But anyway, it would seem that I think if you have a choice of what you have down, and if you only have a nose and one other wheel down, I would think you'd want to put them all up, because the outcome of that's not going to be good no matter what. Anyhow, pretty amazing stuff. Good, Bill. This is Talk Is Cheap, your Friends and Neighbors Network. It is about 6 minutes before the hour, 2 o'clock. Hope you had your lunch. Hope everything's good with that. Yeah, I ate you. And we're going to hear from Susan Boyle one more time. Let me see if there's one more thing I want to tell you. What did I have here? I don't have time to play this. What was this about? Let me see what this is about. Let me just see what I was going to tell you about. Oh, okay. Well, we'll have to do it tomorrow. A U.S. model has lost her job after defending the Gaddafi family. That's all I know. She was fired from someplace after that, which is it's an interesting story. Not about the model itself. We don't care. But about the fact that that was the situation. So that was kind of weird. And we're going to take a break. We're going to take a break by saying, "Oh yeah."
Oh yeah.
We'll let Susan Boyle sing us out until tomorrow. May all your trails be happy ones, and don't believe everything you hear here, because
this is Talk Is Cheap.
The game is over.
The Friends and Neighbors Network.
Game over.
With Bill Benica.
Bye, 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 bye.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Happy trails to you till we meet
like fire.